I'm going to get on Talk Radio.
I'm going to leave this town to you this time. Which one you want the most? I'm off the stars of me. Milwaukee, here I come from Nashville, Tennessee. Milwaukee is where we were before we came here. Working in a brewery, making the finest beer.
Fumble, probably lose it. And he kicks it out. No one ever missed the middle of the field.
Hey guys, you're on the Larger and Larger Sports Show. This is episode 99. Today is October 2nd. It's a Thursday night. It's 6 o'clock. It's what we do. We come to you live on Blog Talk Radio every single Thursday night at 6 p.m. Next week, we're throwing you a curveball. We're going to be starting at 6:30 and we're doing a live show, but we'll get to that later. Right now, I want to talk about tonight's show. It is the Larger and Larger Sports Show. Episode 99, as I said earlier, Al. You might be listening to us on iTunes and on Stitcher Radio, and we thank you for doing so. Those apps are free on your iPhone and Android phone for the Stitcher app.
I just got the iPhone podcast thingy.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, so now it automatically downloads the shows. And
yeah. No, it's good. I like the podcast app because I'm subscribed. Is that how you do it?
Yeah, I subscribed, and I would recommend everybody hit subscribe. All you got to do, people, is find the subscribe button, hit the subscribe button, and then you're subscribed. It's that easy.
That's all you got to do.
And we couldn't do it without the sponsors.
So those of you with that old iPhone, please pay attention there. We appreciate it. We got a lot to talk about. We're going to go into a ton of great things
today. Oh,
yeah,
it's a Fall Classic.
Just so much. Yeah, the Fall Classic is coming up. Baseball is over.
No, baseball's just
here
begun.
Here in town is
thank
over,
God it's out of the city.
Oh, my God. I'd like to thank Dolly and Porter right there.
Why were we listening to Dolly and Porter Wagner?
Well, I felt we needed a song. Here's why.
You know, George,
when you try to get a song about Wisconsin, there's no songs about that other town in Wisconsin. They're all about Milwaukee, and then there's a song about Janesville. That's all there is.
Mm. So well, made Milwaukee famous, made a fool out of me.
Yeah. So I went with
Jerry
that.
Lee Lewis. I may have this story wrong, but you know George Jones, he had a thing with Dolly Parton. Did he? Or maybe it was Tammy Wynette. It might have been Tammy Wynette.
I didn't know there was a difference.
You know what? It was Tammy Wynette. But I think Porter Wagner was in the bathroom at the Opry, probably the same bathroom you threw up in.
Yes.
And he was sitting there, and he wasn't sitting there, but Porter Wagner, who used to wear nudie suits, which are the sparkly suits with wagon wheels on them. Anyways. George Jones, we're getting that feedback. I don't know if...
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Anyways, George Jones walks, who liked to drink. I don't know if you knew that, but George Jones occasionally...
I heard he had a drink or two.
He was drunk. He walked up behind Porter Wagner, and as he was at the urinal peeing, George Jones reached around and grabbed his thingy.
Really?
And then he said, I just want to see what Tammy Wynette's all into, and walked away. So, a little drunken escapades going on there at the Opry.
Well, all right. That's how it's going to be, I guess. GMC. Jesus. My bad.
You okay over there?
No.
Is this your first night?
Yeah.
Because I hear that's your line at the karaoke whenever you screw up.
Episode one. What's that?
Whenever you screw up at karaoke, because I get all the details now.
I'm sure that it's Scotty telling you.
It was.
I guarantee
Scotty.
You.
He's like, anytime there's a mistake by Clark just goes in the microphone and goes, it's my first night, people.
I've been doing that for 10 years. So I can say whatever I want.
Karaokeing? Or
is there something
line?
Wrong with saying it that way? Or
no, it's
you're
funny.
Giving me hell about
I'm not giving
it.
You
no,
hell.
Tough.
I'm just it's a funny little Clark antidote.
No, I tell him it's my first night, or a lot of times I throw him a curveball and I say, I'm sorry, folks, it's my second night.
Oh, okay. That's more believable because you seem like
it's
you fine. Know a little bit what you're doing.
I don't. I really don't. I go over there and it's a curveball. People are weird. I don't know. I don't know what the hell is happening over there. It's a strange thing.
I see you picked up Mike Royko's The Boss.
Huh?
The Boss. I see you got The Boss here.
Is there a Bruce Springsteen album
no,
over there?
No. It's the Richard J. Daley story written by the great Mike Royko.
Oh.
Who's buried in Acacia Cemetery.
I have
in
heard that book is phenomenal. And
it,
I've had it,
it
for about a year.
Yeah. Well, I'm a big Mike Royko. He's my favorite writer. So,
really?
Yeah. I would recommend it. Although I would recommend other stuff instead of The Boss. That's kind of a... I mean, that's a big piece. where I think like you would benefit from just the short stories.
What else does he write about?
Well, he used to write a newspaper column.
In what town?
Chicago.
Oh, nice.
You know.
I've been there. No, I don't know who he is. Is he Tribune? Is he Sun Times? Which one is he?
He was like the greatest Chicago writer of all time.
Michael Royko?
Royko.
When did he die?
He died maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah. I moved here 10 years ago. I read the Rockford Register Star up until 10 years
there's
ago.
There's no... He was
Trowbridge. Like, Matt Trowbridge was the guy that I read.
He was the first star of syndicated writing, so there's no excuse.
You want a writer, you read rrstar.com, my friend.
He once wrote an article after the St. Patrick's Day parade where people were complaining that the Irish were depicted as drunks. So he wrote an article basically saying, you know what? We apologize. The Irish aren't drunks. The Germans could hold their alcohol. And he started going through all the races, but the Irish, no, they forget it.
They're fine.
They're not drunks.
No, they aren't. Well, because they're not.
No.
As we know. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, even he can say.
No problem.
Sorry.
Hey, it's Alf.
This is my first night.
It seems like it's your first night.
Well, it's episode 199.
So the Angels, or not the Angels, the Royals.
It's similar. I mean, Angels, royalty. We hold all of these people higher.
As soon as the Royals won their World Series this week,
the best World Series I've ever seen.
I played Lords Royal.
Nice.
Yeah, it was
fun. Oh, that was a good move.
It was.
It was obviously not your first night over there.
No.
Oh, it's not your first rodeo. That's good. One night when the Chicago sports team from the South Side won.
The Sox. You could say Sox. It's not offensive to hosiery.
Well, I don't know. Are they still?
It's not like the Redskins.
They're like, they play down in like Joliet now or something.
What, the Sox?
Yeah, I don't even know where it is. It's something like
and
that.
And maybe you should do some research. Maybe you should look up their World Series.
When
something
they
comes
won,
don't have.
You should maybe research. You know, would work. So then, you know, the difference between a play-in game and a World Series would be all right. But I played a song when they won called "Sweet Home Chicago" because I knew at the time they were in Chicago.
Okay,
I could have played it. You know, it was actually Joliet Jake. On that album playing. Jesus.
Well, that's good. Was Elwood with him?
Who?
Was Elwood? Was it Joliet Jake and Elwood?
Have I been using that first night line the last couple? Like, I've played two nights in the last couple weeks. I bet I did.
You
I probably said it 30 times.
Brooks
I don't
now?
Even remember.
You played two sold-out shows?
I don't even pay attention. Hello to Kirkland. I was out there today.
Yeah, beautiful town. Quaint.
I made it over to Monroe Center for the best burger in the area. In the Rockford metro area, you're not going to find a better one than at MC Tap. They were closed down for the summer, but they are back, baby, and it is the best burger around.
Well, not only do they have the best burgers, but if you need a lawnmower repaired, you got to see the mower mechanic.
Are they in Monroe Center, too?
Well, they're not in Monroe Center, but you could give them a call at 815-522-5044 and get your tune-up on your lawnmower.
Well, that's a Kirkland phone number, so they're just about 10 miles down the road. Al, we appreciate you chiming in there.
Sure. Always giving a shout-out to the non-sponsors.
Oh, my goodness. Yep.
I love Cutler. I mean, I was upset with him after Buffalo. Not really, though. It wasn't really his fault. He made that dopey throw to the lineman.
Yeah, that was last week's episode, Al, 98, where you mentioned that. About Cutler.
Yeah. So the Royals, they make it to the playoffs now? Now they're in the World Series?
This is how it works. You want to learn baseball?
Uh-huh. Just a little, you know.
Yeah, of
keep
course.
Keep it pithy. I mean, the baseball is just so damn boring. You just kind of go, oh, you know, I'm kind of tired. Just going to head home.
That there was last week as well, my friend.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That summarizes baseball.
It does.
The hell with Ken Burns. Just play that clip if you want to know anything about baseball.
Done. Got it. It'll be just fine. I will read that boss book sometime. Tonight there's a good game. Detroit is playing against the other team, the Orioles.
Okay.
And the Royals are going to play against the Angels here. So there's a lot of good baseball to be had. The Cardinals and Dodgers game will be pretty great, Al.
That'll
be some good baseball to watch.
The Angels once were owned by the late, great Gene Autry.
There you go. Really?
Who wrote Jingle Bells.
They might have been known as the California Angels at the time. They've jumped around a little bit.
He used to ride his horse Trigger out, and they'd play their little baseball games, and that was when baseball was baseball. Let me tell you, my friend.
Here's a little tidbit for you. When the Angels were first the Los Angeles Angels, because they are once again, but the first time I believe they actually played in Los Angeles or closer, in a stadium called Wrigley Field. It was Wrigley Field West, and it was built and designed pretty much just like this Wrigley Field.
Traffic, a lot of
traffic.
Didn't
last nearly as long. Yeah. What do you mean? What are you talking about?
I'm sure there was a lot of traffic involved.
I don't know. They're starting the renovations today. This is
construction. Great. Yep. That always helps traffic.
They're shutting down Waveland and Sheffield until opening day next year. And the Jumbotron's coming in.
Wait a minute.
That's going to be ready by opening day next year.
You're joking about Sheffield closing, right?
Just by the ballpark.
Oh, for God's sakes, man.
When do you go down Sheffield?
When I go from going to Todd's and
Why?
I'm going down Irving Park.
Why are you going down that?
Because it's quick.
No, come on.
Oh, maybe I just
sneak down.
Maybe I take Clark.
Sneak down something else.
Oh, this is just a pain in the ass.
It's not going to bother you one bit. So I can't play that drop there without giving myself some here. I am going to miss out. There's a nice shortcut during the off season, Waveland Avenue.
See,
hell of a shortcut to get from one spot. If you're up there, if you've gotten off up by Irving Park, off of Lakeshore Drive, it's kind of nice. See. I have some trouble with the traffic issues down here as well.
That's what it's all about. I mean, that's all they do is that. So Gene Autry, the great country musician, not only did he own the Los Angeles Anaheim Angels from 1961 to 1997, he also wrote Frosty the Snowman, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and Here Comes Santa Claus, Back in the Saddle Again.
Those are all his.
It's all him.
Mariah Carey, nothing.
These kids today.
They have nothing. What do they think?
This Ricketts, what has he written?
What has Ricketts written? He's writing the future. That's what he's writing.
He hasn't written
he's
any
writing
damn
the book
songs.
Of the future, Al Archer. He's going to bring a World Series title to that stadium right down the street here.
Hey, while you got all these clips, I would assume maybe you have some clips, you boasting about your fantasy team, who, by the way, faced my fantasy team this week.
What was that? No, I'm DraftKings, man. DraftKings all the way. That's what we're playing these days.
Yeah.
Things are looking really well there.
Your fantasy team got their asses kicked by my team who had everybody on vacation. I said, listen, boys, we're playing Lawrenson. It's okay. Go ahead. Take the week off. I'll find some guys on the scrap heap, and I'll go ahead and I'll hand him his ass. And that's exactly what I did.
Al, I got to tell you, I didn't show up very bad. I did just fine.
But you didn't win. You sound like a Cub now.
What are you talking about?
In other fantasy news, as you mentioned.
As I'm looking at the standings here, I look at your team in the other division. You're 2-2.
Right.
And then I look over in the West division, and I'm 3-1. Not only have I scored more points than anyone in the league by far, I've had the second most points scored against me. Than anyone in the league.
Well, you've been rooting around with these
and
kids.
And I'm still in first place.
With these guys you drafted, these lucky kids. I've put together a team. I've assembled championships.
Have you?
And that's exactly what's going to happen. So, anyways, fantasy football, you know, you hear these commercials about DraftKings, and they're not a sponsor of ours. This isn't me talking or trying to pitch you on anything. I went ahead and I bought into the commercials. I said, you know what, let me give this a try. Last week, I put $100 in an account, and I played $11. And I put together an amazing team. Like, everything clicked. I had Steve Smith. I had that Minnesota running back, Astoria, whatever the hell his name was. I had a bunch of pieces that I took a bunch of risks that turned into huge rewards.
You did the only thing you could.
Yeah.
Like, you had to pick up these guys.
Well, I mean,
because they were your bye week.
No, I'm talking about in DraftKings, where you assemble
a team
from scratch under a salary.
You took a shot.
I went ahead and I got Steve Smith. I got a bunch of other players. And I put together this team. It was my first week playing. I invested $11 of the 100. That's all I played.
Okay.
Wish I would have played more now.
Do you have to put $100 in to start?
I have no idea. I don't think so.
Okay.
I really don't. Anyways, on the $11, by the time the noon and 3 o'clock games were over, and I was texting you because I was excited, I had my projected winnings around $1,500.
Yes.
And then
I was excited watching this. I really was. Because it was the only thing to be excited about that day besides baseball.
As like the late game left, I think it dropped me down to about $600 in winnings. All said and done, when the week was over, I won on $11. I won $300 putting together a team.
Oh.
And now I'm super excited because I also won some tickets into the $1 million game this week. I won a ticket into that. So I have a chance at $1 million this week.
Now, there's a weekly $1 million handed out? Or is it at the end of the season?
No, it's there's an event this
every
week
week
for
somebody
$1 million.
Wins a million. So you're up for this week's million coming up.
This is a special event where you had to get a ticket to get in, and it's $2.2 million the grand prize.
Wow, and you're ahead now by quite a bit.
What's that?
What'd you say you're ahead by?
I'm not ahead by anything this week.
As
far as the winnings, I ended up winning $300.
Okay.
When all was said and done, $11 turned into $300. This week, I know a little bit more what I'm doing. I don't feel as confident about my team.
Okay.
But I'm going to go ahead and I wagered $150.
Do you go more low risk this week?
Well, that's the thing with the league. There's a lot of, like, I have a wager in a $50 league where, and there's only 20 people in that league, half the people win.
All right.
And I think they win, say, $60.
Mm-hmm.
So it's but half the league wins. So all I have to do is be better than 10 other people.
Okay.
And then I win in that league. There's no first place. But then
right.
I'm also in leagues where the higher you rank, the better you do, which is where I won the bulk of my money last week.
Okay.
I think I entered 8 games last week, and I won outright, I think, 4 leagues. And I won on like a league with like 20,000 people. I placed like 58th.
Okay.
And that's where I think I won like $150. So, yeah.
No, that'll work. I like it. I told you I was going to jump in, but I ended up not having the time to do such a thing. So I did not this week, but next week I plan on giving it a shot.
Yeah, it's fun.
And you said we can play against each other a little bit, some side bets.
We can do
one-on-one per player? Is that how it works? Or one-on-one
no.
our team?
We can just, you put your, see what happens is basically you build a team. You know, like I start on Tuesday, I put my team together under the salary cap.
Yeah.
And I go, okay, these are my guys going into this week. And then every day I do a little more research. I start reading some news. I'm like, wait a minute, this guy's supposed to have a bad game. He's playing a good defense.
Uh-huh.
Listen, this guy's supposed to have a great game, and he's $1,000 less.
Okay.
So I'll drop the guy who I'm overpaying, get the guy who's paying a little less, and
right.
now I have an extra $1,000. It's like, okay, well, now I can upgrade my running back to a guy who's $1,000 better, which is a huge difference. So I start doing this during the week, and then you take that lineup, and you create as many lineups as you want.
Okay.
And I entered, I put all my eggs in one basket. So I have one team in 11 games. But I could have 11 teams in 11 games, and every team's different. I just like having one solid team that I'm banking
right,
on.
Right, right. You can bank on that team
so
through them all.
I'd be able to like put my team that I entered into the $1 million sweepstakes, I'd be able to put that team up against yours and say a dollar league.
Okay.
Or all our listeners can join the same league, and it's only a buck to enter, and then boom. Winner takes all, and like $10, you know, not a big deal,
right.
but it's one of maybe 10 games you're playing, so it's just a fun little side bet.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's cool.
I'll give it a shot. I kind of just want to see, now that I think about it, taking the time off and not being in this week might be a good thing, because these things where you put your money into them and whatnot, they have this way of like, when I used to play online poker, the first hand that I would get or the first tournament that I was in, boom, I'm in fifth place, I'm placing in the money, boom, it's looking great. Then it comes up the next week or the following week, things don't go as well.
Right.
So you got to watch out right. for that. It's much like heading over to Rosemont, heading over there to watch the to go play the slots over there.
Sure. Yeah. Well, this is a little more. I'm in a little bit more control. It's still luck. There's
right.
still no definite answer. But again, there is a little bit of that factor. Is I'm not playing Vegas. I'm playing other real people. Some of them who may actually be odds makers in Vegas, but there are going to be the schmoes who are going to play guys who are injured.
Right.
And I'm going to be better than those guys. So my odds of winning are a little bit better. I got an email this morning from DraftKings basically saying, hey, if you would have entered the big game this week, the $1 million game last week,
yeah.
with that team you had, you would have won $1,000.
Wow. How much would it have cost you to enter that one?
$20.
Oh, that's not
that.
Bad.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So,
well, we'll see. And there's a couple of different sites like these. You use this DraftKings,
FanDuel's
right?
the other
there's
one.
FanDuel is the one you hear over there on the Score all the time.
Both are actually advertised on the Score.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's, I read
well,
something
right.
in the business
right.
world. Those two are basically, I mean, they're fighting each other because there's so much money that's moving. When you start looking at this, basically you're playing a stock market.
Right.
A live stock market against other people. And
I'll tell you got to watch out, Al. Online poker, people came down on it, and I don't see much of a difference here.
Yeah.
I really do not. I watch out for the government making some kind of a rule against this. it happening in states, because Las Vegas isn't going to be very happy about it.
There are some states that actually
have outlawed it.
Yeah, they say, like, you can't play if you're in this state.
Oh, wow.
My big move this week is, because I listen to the radio, and they're saying Chris Ivory is going to have a big game, the Jets running back.
Really?
So I picked him up for next to no money, so it allowed me. I got my quarterback this week's Phillip Rivers.
Okay.
My running backs, Rashid Jennings, DeMarco Murray. My receivers, the number one receiver in football, Antonio Brown.
Wow.
Elshon Jeffrey.
Okay.
Emmanuel Sanders. My tight ends, Delanie Walker. Chris Ivey's my flex, and the Broncos are my defense. So that's hopefully my million-dollar team.
My tight end last week against you in fantasy football, he did pretty well, like he's always been doing. Like he's been doing the whole season. He's the number one tight end in the league.
Yeah.
Cutler.
After review, the ruling on the field stands. That is the end of the first half.
That play right there cost me about $800 because he was my tight end.
Shut
in the,
up. Are you serious?
DraftKings
and it cost me the game against you, actually.
Yeah, did it?
With that touchdown, I'd have taken
that
you down.
Close.
Oh, yeah. It was
it
really
was,
close.
I blew
it was
your
so
ass
close.
Out. You're without, making
and that was a touchdown.
Here.
Did you see it come out a couple days later?
It did.
That
yeah.
was it. Oh, I'm not happy about that.
Absolutely was.
If they were the Rosemont Cubs, I bet you they'd win a World Series in the next
All right,
4 years.
It up. Boom. There you
Print
go.
It. Put that
Put
in the
down.
Media. That is
Put
a done
down.
Deal.
Ugh.
So next week, we got the big show, the big...
100 episode.
100 episode, yeah.
Our friend Allie Bachler is going to be joining us again over there at Trader Todd's for the live episode. Weather pending. Chad Briggs will be joining as well.
We're
starting the whole show at 6:30 p.m.
Nice.
We'll be talking some Bears. We got some tricks up our sleeves. We're going to be there's going to be some surprises going on that night, Al. It's going to be a great time. Come on out and watch it. There's some great drink specials. They've named a drink after us. I'm pretty honored to have it.
Oh yeah.
The Larcher and Lawrence and Lemonade.
We're on the marquee this week.
We are on the marquee.
The Grand Marquee.
That's silly.
Beautiful car.
I saw a full-size Grand Marquee today. It was parked outside the MC Tap. Damn it. Why didn't I take it? I use that phone all the time. Why didn't I take a picture of it? I kid you not, it was like this tan. The interior was perfect.
Door guy Billy does a great impersonation of you, and it involves your phone.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What is it? What does he do?
Huh? It's basically your reaction. Like, okay, this is the classic Clark reaction. It's
what
like,
is it? This is great.
Hey, Clark,
for
I just won
$300
in the fantasy league, and it's you. You're staring down at your phone intently. Wow. Back to the phone.
Nice. Yep.
That's exactly. Your wife is agreeing. The EP.
Yeah, I'm honored. I am honored. That's pretty awesome.
Oh, like, wow.
When people start imitating
it's
things that you're doing,
that's right.
It is flattering, and it means that you're doing something right. I'm very, very excited about that, man. Jesus.
So here's my winning.
South Bend Silverhawks renamed themselves this morning the South Bend Cubs. The Cubs.
Yeah, I've been meaning to talk to you about that.
This stuff happens, Al. I mean,
of course, you were to have this apologetic approach. I knew it.
But this whole thing.
You love those Kane County Cougars.
I wanted them there so bad, Al. And it's going to be a shame that my kids won't have the proper opportunity to become Cubs fans. Because they're no longer going to be affiliated with the Chicago Cubs. Sorry, I accidentally clicked on that one.
Wow. Yeah. Dude, I'm still so excited about my last week's fantasy team. I just can't. Here was the team. Here are the points. All right, I know this is very exciting for you.
What are you talking about?
The winning team I had last week.
Oh, yeah. I love living in the past.
Phillip Rivers was my QB, put up 30 points. Matt Asteria put up 31 points. Matt Forte, 25 points.
Okay.
Keenan Allen, 26 points. Jeremy Maclin, 9 points. Loser. Steve Smith Sr., 35 points. Dominated. Martellus Bennett, 25 points. Frank Gore, 27 points. And then the Raiders.
Wait, you have Martellus Bennett against me? I have Martellus Bennett.
No, this is the DraftKings.
Well, Jesus,
why
are you throwing this? Why are you going back and forth from this? Isn't that silly?
All right, I'm done talking about it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we get it. It's going to be a good time. It'll be fun. I can't wait. And I also like real football. Sometimes I hate real football. It is.
I'm not talking about it.
I know. I understand. I get it. But maybe sometimes we definitely should talk about it. I don't understand.
You know, so much bad things going on right now. And to have something positive like that, it is, I think, pretty good stuff. And Rodgers isn't the only one, by the way, as he flings it to Randall Cobb with a little juke.
and all of a sudden he's inside the 10.
That's where the rookie. There was 8:30 left in the game. It was out of hand already. It was 38-17. And he just juked the kid out of his pants.
Just an absolute disappointment. And again, I said it before. I'll say it again. All this team is above average. That's all this team is.
Well, what's going to happen this week? Are you going to watch? I mean,
of course I'm going to watch.
Talk about this,
no, I'll watch. Listen, I'm over it now. We lost. We lost to Green Bay. We are who we thought we were.
There you go.
We're just average, just slightly above average. That's exactly what we are. That's exactly what we're going to be. That's where we're going to remain. No miracles are going to happen this season. We're not going to suddenly going to get a lot better. And now the big news coming out of Hallis Hall today is our left tackle tripped over a mailbox, and he's out this week. So now three of our five offensive linemen are backups.
Well, yes. Garza and Slauson practice, though. So the left side, the middle to left side, is looking like it's coming back. And then Bushrod goes down.
Bushrod, yeah.
See, this morning everything was good because defensive tackle Neblett from the Panthers was suspended for 10 games. So they already have Hardy suspended. He's not playing.
Yeah.
Their DBs were getting tore up. I don't know if you noticed when you played me last week, Al, but that damn defense scored me an entire negative 7 points against you.
Oh, wasn't that fun?
Did the same damn thing the week before. So I go ahead and I pick up, I don't know who the hell I picked up the Chiefs defense.
There you go.
Week.
I think I used to have them.
Because they're playing against the Bears, and I think the Bears are going to light them up. But I don't know. Are they going to be able to run? That's the problem.
The Chiefs defense is playing the Bears this week.
No.
What are you talking about?
I have the Panthers defense, so I also picked up the Chiefs defense.
Okay. All right.
Oh, man. Yeah, this, you know what? Al, I just found, this Neblett suspension was from 2012.
Nailed it. There was a guy who got suspended.
So
I don't
on
think
July
it was Neblett.
18th of 2012, he got suspended. There was somebody.
There was a lineman, their other defensive end, I think, got suspended
yesterday.
Again,
you're listening to the Larger and Lawrence in Sports Show. If you're listening live, you're listening to the best sports show that you're going to find in Chicago. It's
no doubt.
We record it live to podcast every single week. We live to podcast, meaning we don't do any of this like editing and all of that stuff afterwards. So your podcast that you're listening to, they have a chance to chop that up. They're doing 2 hours of work just to get themselves 40 minutes or so.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing this whole thing. It's live to podcast. It comes right at you. And it is quality. It is perfect. And the audio and tech is great. And the research department is really on top of things.
Some of the best out there in football, really. I mean, in sports in general. Is our research department. So
it's
now...
Alexander.
Alexander, yeah. 10 games for drugs. Allegedly. So Bushrod, I guess the fire department went to his house yesterday, and an ambulance showed up at his house. And then today there was a press conference, and Tressman said, oh, no, this is... He got hurt by mysterious circumstances.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah. This is all...
I didn't hear about this other one. No, he used the term accidental injury.
Yeah,
it wasn't on purpose.
He kept saying accidental injury when it's like, why even say anything at all? You say, hey, this player was injured.
I was
in
wondering,
practice.
Did somebody injure him on purpose?
Right. Well, why else would you say no? This was he made it very clear that this was just an accidental injury, which I think most injuries are accidental. You don't purposely look to hurt yourself or hurt other people. So,
right.
I don't know. Just kind of weird phrasing. And then there was a report that. The police and the fire department were called out to Bushrod's home last night, and an ambulance also came out. Now, the fire department is claiming that it was just a non-emergency, nothing happened. It was a false alarm, and the Bears have reiterated that the injury had nothing to do with that police call or that fire department call, but yet the weird phrasing by Tressman in his press conference makes people go, what's going on here? The other gossip going around the NFL right now in the Bears and Hallis Hall, my inside sources, my scoops, my detailed insiders, they're saying that Martellus Bennett is making Brandon Marshall a little jealous about his touchdown grabs.
Really? Because Martellus is scoring too much.
And that there's a little bit of tension being built up. And
really?
That, the harmonious offense may not quite be as harmonious as we would once thought. And I mean, this is all speculation. This is all TMZ stuff. But as we've learned, if not anything else this NFL season, TMZ they know their football news. They get the scoops on these stories. So, little tension, little things, little cracks in this offense that put up, I think, almost 500 yards this last week, yet got destroyed by the Green Bay Packers.
Man, did they ever. Things did not go well. And what's this, the Cutler and Marshall thing? Like, where's their relationship? And I understand that sometimes they're going to mix signals and whatnot, but sometimes it happens at the worst of times. I know that interception where they first Trestman blamed it all on Marshall, then he came back and didn't blame it on Marshall, and then it's on Cutler. He's trying to be too smart for us. You know, he's trying to say the right things. The same thing with this Bushrod thing. It was a two-score game when that happened with 1:46 left in the third quarter.
Yeah.
Like, that pick sealed the deal. That's when it was done. That's when everyone turned off their TV. Marshall's running this way. The pass is going that way. Boom, it's done.
Brandon Marshall, I mean, those off-field issues, his sensitivity may have come into play here where Trestman originally did blame him and then the next day clarified and said, no, it's nobody's fault. So, I don't know. Some things that this could get interesting here in Chicago with what's going on with our receiver.
Yeah, no, it definitely could be. Have you heard this? Roughly, at 4:26 p.m. today, Rand Getlin on the old Twitter here tweeted out at 4:26 p.m. today.
Yeah, 4:20.
4:26 p.m.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Today. What'd you drop there? It is the 2015 NFL draft will be held in Chicago, per league source.
Ba-bum!
Dude, that's awesome. We're going.
I mean, definitely.
We're broadcasting live.
We should get press passes. That should be our
first
time.
Get press
we're going to get those press passes, finally.
I'm planning on getting press passes the next time they're in town. I was researching it. We're doing it.
Front row
we're going.
Center.
No doubt about it. Rand Getlin, there's no profile here. I don't know who he is, but people are retweeting and tweeting it.
Oh, no, it's been reported mostly afternoon.
Has it?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well.
Glad you're on that story. I was getting about there, but.
Al, I was busy in traffic, the radiator.
Mm-hmm.
I told you the traffic was fine. Remember that text that I sent you? I kid you not, I got onto Diversity Avenue, traffic.
Boom.
And I had already sent you the text. Hands-free, of course. All of a sudden, in traffic, that's when it goes bad. The 97 Saturn. Wasn't handling it. I pulled up, not doing well. She was getting really close to overheating right
here.
Found the traffic.
Did you crank the heat on?
It happened like right at the end.
Okay.
I went for it. I did. I cranked it. It was a little late. No, no harm, no foul. It never went into the red, but it was smoking a little bit.
When I tell you what, when
it was
I
like
had
smoking
that,
Jay Cutler.
When I had that problem, did you see, by the way, Aaron Rodgers make this?
Oh yeah, it's a nod to Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Who knew?
It dropped a bunch of that, a bunch of coolant right there on the ground.
Not good.
So before I leave today, I just got to load her back up and then not find traffic.
Unless the reason it dropped that coolant is because you blew a hose, so it's going to be kind of...
No, hose has been blown.
Oh, you know the hose.
I'm positive. Yeah, I looked. I took a look. I inspected it. I took a good look around. I opened up the hood.
I didn't realize
mechanic
cool
down
was
for a
part
little
of
bit.
Your...
And my sources have told me that I can probably just patch it up. I mean, it is a 97 Saturn. I put an entire 10,000 miles on it in the last 2 years that I've owned it. And it's ready to roll.
I will say this from experience with a similar problem. When I found out it was only a $200-$300 deal, which is a lot of money, but it's not. I mean, hell, I just won that in DraftKings last week. But by delaying the problem, by trying to mend the problem, you're going to make it into from a $300 problem into a $600 to $900 problem. So I would recommend just getting the damn thing fixed. And plus, you're going to be driving around with the heat on all the time, which is good because it's winter. But I did that once through an entire winter. I made it through the winter, got to the summer, and then it was 110 degrees outside. I'm running late to a comedy accident meeting with the damn heat on in the car in Cubs traffic. I almost killed people.
I suggest to myself here that I go through the winter, maybe just get it patched, as I've been told, which you can do a lot cheaper than the estimated $350. To get it actually fixed.
Mm-hmm.
How's Addison running anyway, the PT Cruiser? She's doing fine?
There's some issues.
But with the radiator and what have you, things are going
when
better.
When there's cold weather, the transmission goes. But it's I don't think it's...
You can't win. It used to be hot weather was tearing you up, and now it's cold weather.
Yeah, cold weather. I don't think it's the actual transmission. I think there's an issue in there, and I don't know. I want a new car.
Okay.
But who doesn't? I need my this draft team, this team this week, I need it to do really well. So Papa could get a brand new pair of shoes.
What do you think of the big news? We're defensive rookie of September.
Mm-hmm.
With Chicago Bears cornerback Kyle Fuller.
I'm happy as hell, man. Good for that kid. I mean, he had some bad plays. He was beat a few times by Cobb, but he is a rookie, and you're going to expect that. He's going to, like I said before, he's going to have bad games, but he's shown so much upside. If he could just start clipping away that downside and raising the roof, the dude's going to be
Sure, Randall Cobb
phenomenal.
Didn't look like a fool there, but the game was already out of control.
Stupid Cobb.
It's okay. Can you name the other two Bears to win Rookie of the Month, Defensive Rookie of the Month?
Anthony Thomas.
No, I'll give you Defensive Rookie of the Year, so we'll scratch that one.
Hmm?
You said Anthony Thomas.
Yeah.
I said Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Oh, Defensive Nate Vasher.
Yep. Nope. So there's one. I'll give you five guesses total to get the two.
Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, and you only need one of the two out of five guesses, and you just went with Vasher. I'm scratching Thomas. I'm throwing
okay,
him all again.
Okay, fine.
That's fine. Go ahead.
Lance Briggs.
No, sir.
Is he still on the team?
Neither one.
Urlacher.
Boom. You got that one.
Okay. What, there's two?
There's one more.
Tillman?
Nope. There's three guesses. You're not going to get it. I'm sorry.
He played just tell me. Is he
He's a lineman. Defensive lineman.
Is he in the league now?
I don't know. No. But since I've lived in Chicago, he's been a Bear.
Defensive line. He was a rookie of the year. He was
Chicago
never a great
again,
player.
There have been three total defensive rookies of the year for the Chicago Bears.
Harris.
You know, you would think, oh, that's a great guess. I'm going to throw it at you. And you'll be like,
boom.
How would I have ever gotten Mark Anderson?
Oh, Mark Anderson. No, I would have.
He had a great rookie
one.
Year. Remember that? And that's about it.
Yeah.
That's about it.
He was lined up on the other side with the Prince, Ugunleye.
Oh, yeah.
Out of
Wadley.
And I'm pretty sure he benefited with the sacks off of his double teams. And Gunlier was never that great either.
Who's the receiver we traded to Miami for a Gunlier that we ended up getting back years later? Where's my brain?
Marty Booker?
It was Marty Booker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. There it is. Wow. Think about all those names. Now we have these two beasts over there. Is Marshall healthy enough to play? Besides all this psychological stuff?
They say he practiced without any limitations this week. But factoring that in, when I was looking to buy a receiver in my DraftKings, I went with Alshon Jeffery because I feel like he's due. Like, I think this is going to be Alshon's week.
I think he is due. He was catching some passes the other
day. Yeah, no, he's actually been quietly consistent point-wise, and he's got a good value. So I'm just hoping that that's the way to go.
I mean, honestly, how do they do that? How does Green Bay do that, Al? I'm sorry to bring it up. I don't understand what happened. And this is the fan in me coming out in the middle of our podcast. And I don't have a clue, brother. And I understand why you don't want to talk about it. I apologize for bringing it up. We could have made this week's show about something else if you wanted.
What are you talking about?
I know you didn't want to bring up last week's game.
No, I mean, listen, football's dead to me.
Okay.
I don't even know what's going on. But
So you're looking to catch on to a new sport like baseball?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why,
when that hardwood starts a-cracking? I am, oh boy, am I excited. I get the Doritos, the Fritos, I get the onions, the Funyuns,
boom,
and I sit in my
time
undies.
To go. Well, the Orioles and the Royals are back in the playoffs, man, and that's really cool. And I'll tell you what, I don't want to see the Cardinals advance, but those mighty Dodgers, I got to see them both play live against the Cubs this year.
Yeah, well, you only went to 300 games, so I mean, imagine that.
300 games, Al? I went to about 5 or 6. They happen to be in September.
Seems like every damn time I talk to you, you're going to a damn game.
All right. Do you want to talk about this? Theo Epstein, the other day, came out and said that by next year, they will be contenders for the division. Al, I told you weeks ago on this show that I thought they could be contenders for the wild card. And that's about it.
I was texting Theo a little bit this week. We're going back and forth.
Oh, so you already knew this. You know that he's planning on it. He's planning on it.
He believes it, and you know what? There's so many pieces in the right place, as you like to bring up always, and I know I give you a hard time about it, but truth be told, there's so many pieces in the right place. There's no reason not to be optimistic for this week.
Oh, no. This upcoming season.
You should be excited about this week coming up.
You know we're in Chicago when we're talking about next season at the beginning of October, because there is no October baseball. That's just not happening these days.
Do you really want October baseball?
Huh?
You really want to deal with the traffic when it gets, starts getting
cold?
Hey,
Archer, what do you do? Don't throw this back. You're happy about October baseball as long as it's not in your way. Get the hell out of here.
Listen.
Take a train once in a while. Leave a little bit of extra time.
Ugh.
I know that you don't mind people watching. You're a big fan of it.
I do.
Pick
like
that camera
watching.
Back up. I've seen you with that camera out and about. Use that while you're traveling. If it takes you a little longer via the bus, then find new ways to get down here. Man, jump on board.
Not all of us have access to a Segway.
Here's the thing. The pitching staff with Jake Arrieta and Kyle Hendricks ready to roll. Arrieta could be a number two. Could be a number two. And last week, I couldn't remember the guy's name, Lester.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's looking. It's looking like Theo's going to go after John Lester. That cat from the Royals the other day,
yeah,
who threw really well. Their manager was getting in a lot of flack for taking him out a bit early. What are you planning on? But they ended up saving the day. In the 12th, he's going to be a free agent. You still have Scherzer over in Detroit. You have a couple of big names. And the Cubs have some pieces there that they can trade as well. Some of the prospects, Starlin Castro, I'm not sure if he lost any of his trade value.
Mm-hmm.
He might have. He probably could have. But you still have Addison Russell down there. You still have Javi Baez. I'm not – between Baez and Castro, I think Castro right now probably still has more trade value just because Baez is such a prospect and he had such a rough year with the strikeouts and whatnot. Other than that, I think the Cubs – they're going to make some moves here, and
yeah.
let's talk about 3 months, just before February. I'll tell you what, I'm making my plans to head down to Mesa.
I believe
down there to,
I could
it's
fly.
Not Ho-Ho Camp Park. I believe it's Cubs Park these days.
I believe
they
I could touch
oh,
the sky.
Oh, there's no doubt about it, my friend. There's no doubt about it. The future is looking well, but let's talk a little bit of Chicago Bulls.
Hey, before we talk the Bulls, do you want to make this wager right now? Steak bet dinner. Okay.
Wait, this could be the first ever steak dinner bet that's actually followed through.
There you go.
We could do this on the show. The Larcher and Lawrence Sports Show. We waited till 99. The Dan Hampton, the Shea McClellan. Nope. The Lamar Houston.
The Lamar Houston Award.
Yeah. Okay. What's the bet?
Does Ebola virus wipe out humanity before the Cubs win a World Series?
That's a great bet, man. This is a brilliant bet. No, the Cubs win the World Series before Ebola wipes out humanity.
Okay, because if Ebola wipes out humanity, you owe me a steak dinner.
Okay.
Before the Cubs.
Well, let me tell you this. Bringing it back to baseball terms, Ebola's in Texas, right? Ron Washington was in Texas, the coach of the Rangers. He had a big cocaine problem. Cocaine hasn't wiped out humanity yet. So I don't see Ebola wiping out humanity. I think the Cubs win the World Series before that.
Okay.
I have a $1,000 bet that I made with a guy early days at Trader Todd's. He was a cook. He was one of Cliff's buddies from Georgia, Charles. His name was Charles. He wasn't the Charles you know now.
Mm-hmm.
He was known as the guy who would after close would pass out with the stool. He's leaning on the bar backwards after close, passing out with two of the stools up. It was amazing. He and I made a bet 15 years.
Uh-huh.
15 years. The Cubs had to win the World Series, and I'm pretty sure I made this bet in 2005. It's a $1,000 bet. Lauren, I apologize. I didn't disclose this possible, what do you call that?
Investment.
No.
It's a long-term investment.
Debt. This possible debt.
No, it's an investment.
It is an
not
investment.
Not a debt. Right. You don't owe it.
Yeah. Lauren, you're on board? Oh, it's over. There it is. You had it. Well, Al, you were the preacher. She just said divorce.
All right. There goes that license.
All right. Hey, that better have been another piece of paper over there, pal. Anyway, I have a real bet with somebody for 15. So back to the steak bet. Yes, the Cubs win the World Series.
I have a bet that outdates that one, and it's a Bears-related bet.
Oh, what is that bet?
It's from one of my best friends growing up. He's probably a sophomore in
Next
high school.
Week, this is what we're doing.
This is his. I made a bet with his brother, who's a big Cowboys fan. His brother bet me $50 that the Cowboys would win a World Series, win a Super Bowl before the Bears. It's come close.
What year?
It's come close. This is probably, it's right after the
right
Cowboys'
after
dominance.
Won.
So
oh, wow.
They're already on the downside.
Okay.
But that
nice.
the Bears would rebuild and win a World Super Bowl.
Emmitt was either done or he was playing with the Cardinals or
who?
Something. Emmitt Smith
yeah,
at that
yeah,
point.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you remember, and some of my first football memories right before that were how bad the Cowboys had been? Yeah. Like, when Landry retired, they'd been bad for a while. I remembered him.
Yeah.
I'm sure you do, too. We're the same age. I barely remember Landry, right?
Landry with the hat.
Yeah. With the hat, with the suit, back when you could wear suits. Him and, well, Mike Tice, still trying to hold on to it.
Hey, you can wear a suit this week.
That's the thing that I like about Mike Tice. But back to your bet. That's a great bet.
Yeah.
What'd you say the price was?
It was $50. Which was a lot of money back then.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Here I was.
Huge.
When I first moved to Chicago, I'm like, well, sure enough, in 15 years, I'll have $1,000 just to roll with.
You know,
my wife of the time or whatever will be fine with it, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
Well, there you go.
Charles, wherever you are, I'll have to ask Cliff where he is real quick. I'll roll the dice there.
Yeah.
So the Chicago Bulls hit up training camp yesterday. Things are looking good.
Well, I know the question America wants to know that everybody needs to understand is Derrick Rose okay? Is he healthy?
He is healthy and ready to roll. Did you catch any of the
80%?
Did you catch any of the FIBA World Cup?
90%. We talking 110%. Where are we at?
Al, it's nothing that I'm prepared to put a percentage on at this time.
Why? No, we need to figure out. You got to help me gauge.
Here's where we've come with Derrick Rose. Let me give you this. It's either yes or no. It's yes or no. I don't have a percentage on anything. It's if he's healthy, I feel damn good about the season. We're the top two in the East.
Do you think it's 100% of the Derrick Rose you had?
I think he's going to play like that.
So that's all. Yes.
If a freak injury just happens out of nowhere, like the last one there,
then
that's how it's going to be. Here's the other thing.
So you don't think he's lost anything in these 2 years?
Sure, he could have. Have you seen 80%? The explosiveness? He's still playing with explosiveness.
90%.
I know he had a couple down games over there in the World Cup, but it's going well. Enough about Derrick Rose.
I'm at 88%.
Here's the thing. You always got to have insurance, Al, right? You want to have insurance. We have renter's insurance right now. God knows. We got tons of like leaks and whatnot going on around here. It's crazy. And the thing about...
I just got a rejection letter from my insurance company.
Did you really?
Yeah, apparently you can't have a fake wife.
No, you're not allowed to have that. I have a real one right now.
Well, that's good. It helps your insurance.
That just happened, though, so this is not typical. Anyways, they have a lot of insurance. They have a lot of depth this year. It's more depth than they had back in the bench mob back when they were making the playoffs with a healthy Derrick Rose. Things are pretty good. And right now, Thibodeau's first starting lineup was Derrick Rose, Jimmy Butler. It was Mike Dunleavy. Paul Gasol and Joakim Noah. Those are the five right now. So you still have Taj Gibson, the best six man around. You still have Mirotic, who everyone's talking good things about. But I've been talking with my guys. I've been talking with Brent and Andrew a little bit. And the thought might be that the Bulls are talking him up just so they can trade him because they are they're at depth at the three and four positions down there. They have tons of forwards down there with between Mirotic. Oh, and the other shooter, the rookie, Jimmy McBuckets. There you go.
McBuckets?
Jimmy McBuckets.
I go for some McNuggets.
I am excited to see Naz Muhammad sign back. Allie will be happy with that. She's buddies with him. So Naz is back with the Bulls, and he'll be making the team. He's the guy a couple years ago who shoved LeBron down in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Recall? Yeah. It happened on the court. Shoved
oh,
him.
I do remember that. Yeah. Okay.
He got tossed. He took one for the team there. Speaking of that, they unveiled themselves over in Cleveland.
And new unis?
Yeah, well, new court.
Oh,
they got
okay.
like the skyline of Cleveland outlined in there.
Wow.
Yeah, it's neat if it had been a different city. if Chicago had done it first. But I'm glad it's not. I don't know. Just go with classic. Anyway, they look they got Kyrie and Love. They have their big three. I mean, LeBron did it. He went there and made sure that it would happen that way again, and it's going to be exciting to watch. I might be heading out for a game. Derek from the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Derek from Justin Loves Coffee back in the day. My one of my first roommates here. He lives in Columbus, you know, and he's got some. He's got like a 10-game package, and we're gonna go check out a game.
Cool.
In Cleveland.
Yeah. That sounds exciting. I mean, you get a chance to see the greatest player of this generation.
He's lost some weight too.
Yep.
You've seen that in the news.
He cut out sugar and carbs.
Is that what he did? Did he talk about his diet?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Of course you would go to the diet. That's all we've been thinking about.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Great call. He definitely he lost some weight, and he's built a little more like
Stephanie Tanner.
The greatest player of all time. Like, it's getting similar to that.
Oh,
that
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
All right, that's enough. The other night, fell asleep to Space Jam.
That's a slam dunk.
I'm talking about Michael Jordan. And, I mean, we watched so much of this. I was knocked out by like 9 p.m. that night. It was wild. Anyway, Space Jam. Seen it?
I don't think I ever have.
You should probably watch it. Bill Murray's pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good.
He's pretty great. I'd probably like it. I just haven't had the opportunity. I just got hooked on this new show, Utopia. I like these dopey reality shows?
Is this one a reality show, too?
Yeah, but it's a little more, it's not a game show. It's just they take 15 people and they put them like on a ranch and they give them $5,000 and they say, you guys are here for a year. You got to figure out how to make money. You need to survive. You can govern. You can create your own community, your own laws. And like there's the hillbilly and, you know, you got the city guy and then you got the libertarian. You got the preacher and you got the atheist and they're trying to build this community. And there's been some like fights and stuff. It's a little more... Because it's not a game, they're just like, okay, it's a fishbowl. Watch and see what happens.
So basically, I've seen you've kind of jumped off the Survivor and the Big Brother train, so you're just trying to find a new twist to keep it interesting.
Maybe. I just got Hulu Plus.
Did you hear somebody has AIDS on Big Brother now, or is that Survivor?
Someone has AIDS?
No, I'm sorry. I apologize.
What are you talking about? You talking about John Rocker?
I read a headline. One of the guys on Survivor is HIV positive.
John Rocker.
There was a headline today.
You know John Rocker is on there?
Is he really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. The character Kenny Powers is pretty much based on John Rocker.
So did John Rocker... I know he had a problem with the gays. Did he have a problem with the AIDS? Because maybe the AIDS is...
It was the gays and Jewish people. I believe that's what his big speech about hating New York. And didn't he end up playing for New York for a season?
I think so.
That's
no.
So
or that was the other racist. That was the racist quarterback who ended up going to the Giants from, like, Jacksonville. Mark Brunell, I think.
Oh, really?
I think so.
I don't know about Brunell.
I think Brunell was. I could be wrong.
So
I don't want to say.
Because now that's more prevalent. So the Atlantic Hawks you know about because they're very it's big news. Everyone had to sell their teams and whatnot based on it. But back then, Mark Brunell just kind of. Wow. It's amazing that the day and age has changed so much.
Some new virus. Have you noticed viruses are
everywhere
now?
They're all over.
Some new viruses are killing kids.
Yeah.
Four people now dead.
Oh, is it four dead?
Hundreds more have been infected nationwide.
The percentage of death isn't that huge, but this is scary. Man.
Well, does this always happen and it's just not on Facebook constantly?
I think so.
It's all of a sudden on Facebook.
Do you remember a few years back it was all these birds, like collective amounts of these animals
birds and bees,
just be found dead? Apparently all of that shit had been happening for years. It's just now we're connected so much that we know about each of those things happening regionally. Because it's
still
weird.
Creepy. It is weird.
It's creepy, man. It is very creepy. I was just going to say... there's a game that you need to grab, Plague Inc.
Played it, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've burned through that. I feel like the sequel, too.
I'm done with it these days, too. Is there a sequel to it?
There is a sequel. It's the same game, though.
But you're just creating your own viruses.
Yeah.
And
you're trying to take out the worlds.
That's why, at this point, that's how I've learned my knowledge.
Is it an epidemic?
I think the city. I think the world could go.
Oh, Ebola
could easily.
Very easily, one virus could take out. It's already happened. The Black Plague took out a third of the world's population, and...
Right.
That could strike at any moment.
We're due.
Are due for an actual plague, yeah.
And you have, like, Mr. and Mrs. Cavallari,
right.
Jenny McCarthy. They're all doing these things without vaccines. This is crazy.
Well, this is just how the world works. It's cycles.
I don't mean to get Bernstein on you. I know you think he harps on it too much, but
Here's what happens.
The vaccination thing, it was based on a report that wasn't real.
Right.
It was based on a report that it didn't prove to anything. I'm sorry, go ahead.
The world right now, it's very loose. It's very immoral. People are very happy doing dirty things and are proud of it, myself included. But what's going to happen is all of a sudden a virus is going to hit. Everyone's going to turn back to religion. People are not going to want to mess around with other people because every marriage has become more sacred because you're just going to want to be with one other person, make sure you guys don't catch the virus. And half the world's population is going to disappear, and we're just going to start over.
Yep.
That's all that happens.
I agree with you completely, brother. Who knows? Here's the thing. Like I said, that report came from something unfounded, and everyone started listening to a woman who gets paid to act, I guess, and appear on television and whatnot, who's not a professional at it. Jenny McCarthy, like everybody listening to that. I'm sorry, I'm back to the Bernstein thing there.
Hmm?
I was back to that.
Oh, all right.
I think that...
No, I think vaccines are important. I'm with you. I just, yeah.
Sorry, you got me a little freaked out there with the whole Plague Inc. and Ebola.
Yeah, well, things shit happens.
Blackhawks are playing already. Preseason games have started. Things are looking all right.
Our only chance, I repeat, Clark, our only chance to win a championship of this city right now.
What's that?
The Blackhawks.
Come on.
What else is going to win in the next 2 years?
Yeah, the next 2 years. Actually, I'd bet you a steak dinner that the Cubs win a championship before the Blackhawks.
That who?
The Chicago Cubs will win a championship before the Blackhawks.
All right. You got a steak dinner bet on that.
Ooh, man, because I want the Hawks in. That's bad. Why would I do
it? Listen, I want the Cubs to win.
2016. I think they win.
That's when you're buying me the steak? Yeah. I think this year. I think the end of the season. We're going to go. We'll go to PM Prime, get a steak.
Would you rather live right around here and work right around here when they won the World Series or not?
I'd want to be here, I guess.
Is this your bank account speaking?
No.
Or is it just to see everything that's going on?
I'd like to feel that vibe, that energy, and just be a part of it. Like I said, I've told you this in the past, Clark. When the Cubs are real, I will be on that bandwagon. I will kick the driver out of the driver's seat. I will hit the pedal to the metal, and I will drive that frickin' bandwagon. Oh, by the way, traffic again today, you know, coming in here? Because in front of Wrigley Field, they're not even playing the damn baseball, and the Clydesdales are out there.
The
Budweiser, I don't know. Someone needs to send those damn horses back home.
Are they doing some dumb Cardinals thing? What's going on? I don't even understand it. Jesus. That's silly.
The only spokesman I like is Santa Claus. He's the only guy, these Clydesdales, I don't want to see living spokesmen. I don't want to see the Green Giant tearing down homes. The only one I like is Santa. All of them else can go cause traffic somewhere else. Go to Cleveland. Cleveland's got a lot of great things going on. I think they should just go ahead and...
They might be starting Man's Hill sometime. I got thinking rookie quarterbacks. Is Bridgewater going tonight?
No, Ponder is playing. Chris Ponder is your starting quarterback.
And do you know that they dressed former
Jim McMahon,
Northern Illinois University Husky Chandler Harnish, who had been signed to the practice squad just a couple days ago.
Wow.
He's dressing as the emergency quarterback. That's when I first caught wind that Bridgewater might not be playing.
Yeah.
So without him, I think that other team wins.
My dilemma was I actually wanted to start the Packers defense because I could grab them cheap this week.
I'm pretty sure that that's a good idea. I'm pretty sure that the Packers and the Bills and the Bears are all going to be vying for that NFC spot. Oh wait, the Bills are in the other one. So the Packers and the Bears are gonna fight to face the Bills.
The Bills in the Super Bowl?
I'm like you with baseball here. I don't even know what's going on. What division are the Astros in?
The Astros are in the NFC North.
Yep, you nailed it. See, why am I questioning?
The NBL.
Why am I even questioning?
The NBL 7.
Oh, that's amazing.
No.
Wild.
West.
Do you know what I wish? I wish that more destination cities were in the Bears division.
It's funny you mention that.
I'd like to go watch a game in St. Louis.
Destiny.
I'd like to go to Nashville to watch a game.
Destiny, one of the great games out there. I've been hooked on that game. I've been spending hours in that
world.
What
is this?
Destiny?
Mm-hmm.
It's a game on the Xbox One and the PlayStation where you go around and you're in an army and you take out these massive armies. Live action Predator. P. Small of Comedy Accident. We got a show coming up. He's also in there, so he'll be playing. I'll be playing, and we'll join like a team together, and we'll go take out some bad guys.
Wow.
A lot of fun. So that's why, like, when you text me and stuff, I'm usually in the middle of a war. I'm in a battle. And you're over here trying to talk to me. Yeah, man. I'm busy trying to get medals and upgrade my armor.
What am I doing trying to interrupt your battles? I do apologize. I would just like to communicate with my friend Al. Maybe I'll have to come down over sometime for that. Guys, thanks for listening to episode 99. Much appreciated, as always. check us out next week. You can listen live on Blog Talk Radio or get out to Trader Todd's, 3216 North Sheffield Avenue.
What is with the music?
Have a good night. At Lord Drew Lawrence and on Twitter.
Raleigh, Carolina.
We'll see you at the live show.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Found it.
Nice. Hell, nice job tonight, man.
Thank you.
Thanks for speaking with me here.
Well, anytime. We'll do it next week.
Yeah, we will.
All right, well, I'm up.
Woo! That's it. We're on Facebook, too. Like us there. Tell your friends about us. We want you to listen. Have a good one.
Good night.
Rock me, mama, like a windy train. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me.
Randy Travis here. Be sure and listen to The Morning Show with Big Al, your pal, on your country alternative 98.5 WACF.
Gonna be a feather in an old-time string band. My baby plays the guitar, a big banjo now. Oh, North Country winners keep forgetting me, and I lost my money playing poker, so I had to up and lay, but I ain't gonna turn it back to live that old life no more. So rock me.
Wow. I just, that's just wow.